Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Falling Slowly, of course, the song that scooped an Oscar for Dublin singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard and his co-writer and co-star Markéta Irglova. We've been hearing the news this morning, the desperately sad news about the passing of Glenn in a crash in an early hours of this morning, single road traffic accident in Dublin. And his management, ATC Management, have just confirmed in the past few moments that it's with broken hearts that they announced the passing of Glenn in the early hours of this morning, that his family are deeply shocked and heartbroken by the tragic loss, and obviously they respectfully request privacy at this really extremely difficult time for them, but they are very grateful for the support that they've received and the wishes to thank the emergency services who attended the scene in the early hours of the morning as well. And they also go on to say in the statement that as it's a matter of an active Garda investigation, there'll be no further comment at this time, and we obviously wish to respect that. I know a lot of people have huge fans of Glenn's over the years, and various different areas of his career that spanned three different decades, and we want to talk to people about your memories of him today. It's 1800 453 106, as always, that's the number. Danny McElhinney, journalist with The Mail on Sunday, is with us here on Lunchtime Live. I mean, it's just desperately sad news, Danny, that's been confirmed in the past hour today.
Andrea, this has just come as a tremendous shock. I mean, I got the news from News Talk and I was just dumbfounded. It's you know, our history with road traffic accidents in this country is just like every day. It's like a massacre, and to hear that Glenn has gone this way is so sad, so shocking. And I can just listen there to Falling Slowly there. It's emotive enough song without the sad news this morning. If I come across a bit emotional, it's because I am.
Yeah, it's understandable.
I mean, you were saying about stories. I mean, professionally, I think, you know, the Frames are an extremely important band. Glenn was a very, very important musician musically, but my personal connection goes back a lot further than that. When I was a busker in Grafton Street in 1990, when I first came to Dublin, I would have been playing R.E.M. and Waterboy songs, and I went into the Coffee Inn, and Glenn came in. I'd never met him. I didn't know who he was, really, and he complimented me, sat down beside me, and paid for my burger, bolognese sauce and chips and coke, which cost £7. It was a lot in those days.
Yeah.
That was a decent shit. And I was never talking to him professionally, really. You'd only ever, maybe after gigs, and, you know, might meet him at parties or something. And I remember, like, there was a couple of guys I was sharing with in Rough Minds later on, and Glenn was a regular feature at parties there with his guitar. And just a nice bloke, a good bloke, and, like, you know, a campaigner as well.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of like the Occupy Apollo House there back 10 years
about
ago.
10 years ago, I was just recalling that actually this morning. It's probably one of the first times. It probably was the first maybe time I had ever come across him personally. Was the involvement that he had in that about a decade ago, Danny?
Absolutely, and it was a very brave step because again, a lot of these things people go, "Oh, well, he's." You know, I remember people saying he's doing that for a publicity stunt. No, he wasn't. I mean, you don't break into a derelict, or not derelict, but a vacant building on Tara Street, you know, and then try to install places where homeless people can live comfortably. That was his and the organizer's vision thing for trying to help the homeless, an action, rather than talking about it. And like the busk on Grafton Street, you know, every Christmas, which has become a tradition, and sometimes there's Bono and Imelda May and people like that, Dermot Kennedy, singing with them. That's all things that nobody said. You know what you should do, Glenn, for good publicity? Why don't you organise a busk on Grafton Street? Glenn was just a genuine good guy.
Yeah.
Glenn was a tremendous musician. He had a heart of gold. And his legacy will start now with an Oscar winner, an Irish musician who's an Oscar winner, unheard of. The Frames. I mean, I was just thinking, like, you know, songs like Revelate, they were like an Irish Celtic Pixies, that loud, quiet dynamic that they had going on. You know, and like, I think it'll be like a lot of things, Andrea, but we only really appreciate it maybe in the coming years. I mean, the way we immediately appreciated Sinead and Dolores when they passed. But like Glenn, it's like this has come as a tremendous shock. You know, I'm so sad about this.
I know. And I can see even just, Danny, as you share your own stories here with us today, like some of the texts coming in from this listener who was at a Frames gig in Vicar Street on New Year's Eve almost 20 years ago. The band stopped at 11:55, just 5 minutes before midnight. Glenn actually switched on the radio for the countdown. What came on, though, was the Sea Area forecast talking about Belmullet and the millibars of rain there falling slowly in the place absolutely erupted, says this texter. But, you know, lovely, lovely stories like that coming in, and we really want to share those on the programme today. It's 087 1400 106 is the number. But just when you mentioned, you know, Danny, your own experience busking, like this is where he started. He left school to do this.
Absolutely. He left school, I think it was 13 or 14, and came up the hard way. And it was, you know, Ballymun was quite the place to grow up in the early 80s when he did. And he got out and got his guitar, his battered old acoustic guitar. And you would have encountered him with the guitar in the back. And when he was portraying that character in Once, it wasn't too far away really from Glenn, you know, really, you know, in his early days and like chasing the guy into Stephen's Green who like, robbed him of his kit. That happened to me as well, by the way. It happened to anybody who ever busked in Grafton Street. But like, it was kind of like a little bit of art imitating life in a way. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, he had a voice, like gigantic voice, you know, and like that was born out of busking for coins for the rent in Grafton Street, you know, and it served him well. But then like then to be able to transform that into a musical career, not many buskers do go on to make it brilliantly like he did. But again, he just like he wrote from the heart. He sang from the heart, and he was surrounded with some great musicians who've gone on to do great things outside of the Frames. And like, he had just released a double live album. He had got back with her Marquetta to record a brilliant album called Forward last year. Now, they weren't back personally, obviously, but like professionally, they got back. Forward was one of my favourite albums of last year. And he is very much like a vibrant, vital force in his mid-50s.
Yeah.
You know, and again, Andrea, I just have to say it's so sad and it's such a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that, Danny. And I know there's many listeners getting in touch here to, you know, share their own memories of Glenn with us this afternoon, going to gigs over the years. And as I said, we want to pay tribute to him as much as possible today on the programme. It's 087 1400 106 is that WhatsApp number. Stay with us, Danny, if you can, for a moment. And I appreciate that, you know, people are just hearing this news this Wednesday afternoon into the lunchtime. And very, very sad news today. Singer-songwriter Ciara Dignam is with us here on the programme. Ciara, it's a huge shock for so many people.
It is. It's a huge shock and an even huger loss to Ireland, to the country, to the music scene. People who knew him, his family. It's just horrific. And I mean, when somebody is sick for a while, you kind of, you know, they say you're never prepared. No. But for something like this, it's just, I just couldn't. When I heard this morning, like everybody else, I heard that there was a man killed. And no matter who that is, it's of course tragic, and it's shocking and it's sad. And then the kind of rumour started that his name was attached to it. And so I was kind of saying, look, wait and see. You know, you never know. I'm sure that's not the case. But then obviously it was confirmed it was him. So it's terribly shocking.
When his impact on the music scene in Ireland, how will he be remembered, Ciara?
Well, so as Danny said, like he's an Oscar winner, and I mean the music he wrote, "Falling Slowly Alone," it's an absolute masterpiece. Yeah. Like you don't have to be a musician to acknowledge that, to appreciate exactly, like an absolute, that song will go down in history. It's a beautiful song, and his writing was amazing. He was more importantly, to be honest, was him as a person. He was, although he was so renowned as a musician and so well known, he was also as well known for his activism, which is such an important thing as a person. Like to leave a legacy of music is incredible, and me as a musician, to leave something like that behind would be an amazing thing to think of. But to the activism that he did and what he did for people selflessly, that's something that you can't pretend. You don't do these things for publicity. Like he he went out of his way. He gave up his Christmas Eve every year to go and do the bus for the Dublin Simon community, and the money that was raised and the awareness. And like with Apollo House, I know my dad joined him at Apollo House. Mm. And I was lucky enough to be asked to go in and sing at the busk last Christmas as well. And it's I mean, people like that are far and few between. Like, yeah. People like that, you know, you don't commonly come across people who are that selfless and who use their profile to help.
Well, it just shows, I suppose, the passion, you know, and the commitment that he had, that he wasn't afraid, Ciara, to speak out for issues that were affecting so many people across the capital city.
You're in the public eye, you're open to scrutiny, you're open to people, you know, attacking you. And like Danny said, saying, accusing them of doing these things for publicity or whatever the case may be, he didn't care, because at the end of the day, he was helping people and he knew that. So it didn't matter what people thought of him, as long as he was helping people. He was helping the Dublin Simon community. He was shining a light on the homeless crisis in this country. And that's, he didn't have to do that. You know, he was, he goes without saying, he's done well in his life, in his career. He didn't have to do those things, but he did. And he called in people that he knew. He called in the likes of Imelda May, the likes of Bono. And then obviously, like myself on a lower level to them, of course. But he called in people and he's like, come and sing with us and help uplift people in a positive way and get people to throw a euro into a bucket if that's what they have. You know, it's an amazing person.
It was a simple thing to do, but at the same time, it had such a huge impact on so many people and touched so many people as well. And we appreciate, Ciara, you joining us today here on Lunchtime Live to share your memories of Glenn this afternoon. Like another texter, just absolutely devastated to hear this today. He did so much for the normal people of Dublin, and I think that's how he'll be remembered, says this listener. Of course, frontman of the Frames as well. Sometimes I need a revelation, but this time I'm making my own now. Does this mean we're through? Does this mean it's gone? I spent that day just upon the another listener getting in touch to tell us we'll always remember Glenn Hansard singing at Shane McGowan's funeral. I thought he was a total legend, says this listener. This texter's got in touch to say, my friend John got up on stage in Vicar Street back in 2016 and Glenn gave him his guitar. John sang Glenn's song, Leave. The crowd helped him for the second verse. John actually passed away in 2017 due to epilepsy, but his brother got the opportunity then that December to do the very same thing and sang in his brother's honour. He was an absolute gentleman. He'll be truly missed, and I'm terribly sorry to hear this news this afternoon. Musician Ryan O'Shaughnessy is with us here on the programme. Ryan, you've been listening to Danny and Ciara Dignam share their tributes to Glenn Hansard this afternoon. Did your paths cross, Ryan?
Yeah, but like very briefly. I'm devastated this morning, to be honest with you. I saw the news coming through and very unexpected, of course. Glenn was more so, like, I'm more so just a fan, you know. He's like majorly influential in my life, you know. I remember seeing the movie once when I was a kid, and just the impact that had me alone, to open tune the guitar, to just play around with different things. I learned all of the songs from that movie, which then went into my songwriting, you know. A lot of the little bits from my songs would have been Glenn's originally, you know. I would have robbed a lot of his guitar tunings and different things. But just hearing the news this morning is a little bit of a shock, you know. When it comes to the roads and when it comes to these things just being able to happen so quickly and so easily. And I actually have, you know, there's a lot of friends of mine who'd be more suited to be sitting on this phone call talking to you, because they spent a lot of time with him. He had time for everybody. You know, he's frequent there in Whelan's bar, and he's there most weeks, and just would have a chat for everyone. Went to all the gigs for all the musicians, really supportive of all the buskers, and yeah, he was a man of the community, really, like everyone else is saying. And he's going to be a massive loss. But for me personally, like, I didn't really, growing up, I didn't have lots of bands I listened to or lots of different influences. Just it was primarily Glenn, you know, which is just mad. And I suppose from that, I started listening to other people, like Joni Mitchell and James Taylor and stuff. But Glenn was the one who really sparked that interest. And I think his music resonated with everyone because he was just real. It was just all very authentic, and it was him, you know. You could get all of his emotion out in that vocal, and he put everything into his music, and it healed, you know. So
it's a lovely tribute, Ryan, and I'm sure for so many musicians and young musicians across the country today, like he was without question such a huge influential figure for so many, himself as a singer-songwriter, and also, you know, through the group, through the Frames as well. There'll be so many people, Ciara, like Ryan, like yourself, just devastated to hear this, but hopefully, I suppose, with the passage of time, we'll be able to look back at, you know, the impact that his music has had on so many other groups starting out.
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, that's the case with so many musicians and artists, that it's not till they're gone people really appreciate, like Ryan's saying, like, he was, how many young people came up listening to him and using him as an inspiration in their writing. But on a wider scale, unfortunately, it's only when people are gone they really appreciate it and really looked at.
Paul has got in touch to tell us that he had the privilege of listening to Glenn and Brendan Begley performing an impromptu sing-song outside a pub in West Cork on a beautiful, warm, sunny night only this day, 2 weeks ago. They were singing on the streets until 2 a.m. Incredible memories to have, and I'm absolutely devastated to hear this news today. Claire is with us on the line today. Claire, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Claire, you were a big fan. What's your story?
Yeah, so my friend John, he played guitar and he was musical all of his life, and he got the opportunity to go to see Glenn in Vicarage Street in 2016. And a friend of his at the time had actually emailed, I don't know if it was one of Glenn's team or what it was at the time, but she had emailed and said, you know, this guy is good, like he can sing well, and with loads of, you know, prompts, he got up on stage and Glenn handed him his guitar and he started to sing Glenn's song Leave. And I suppose stage fright.
Yeah.
He forgot a couple of lyrics on the second verse and the whole crowd joined in, and that's what happened there. And then John himself passed away then in July 2017 of an epileptic seizure in his sleep. And his younger brother Carl then ended up standing on that stage with Glenn and singing in his honour back in the day. And it was just an incredible thing to happen. And it just goes to show just how genuine and down to earth Glenn Hansard was as a person. Like, he wasn't one of these people that let fame get to him. He was still just a normal person like you or me or anybody else. So it was, I think it's something that will stay with a lot of us forever, was just his kindness.
I had just read your text, Claire, actually, before you came on with us. And you know, you can even tell from the way you'd scripted it, and I'd probably ad-libbed it somewhat as well. But it just sounded like, you know, a real gentleman to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and even when the lyrics were forgotten, I think Glenn must have forgot them himself because the crowd kind of had to step in and help. And it was just like this massive big sing-song in Vicar Street with just everybody involved. And I'd say it was just such an intimate gig and an intimate moment for everybody there. And I'd say a lot of people still remember that night as if it was yesterday. But I think, as I said, it's just something that will stick with us forever, of just how down to earth he actually is as a person, or was as a person, should I say now, unfortunately. But he's just an incredible artist with so much talent, and it's just so heartbreaking and so unfortunate that his time here was cut so short.
It's just absolutely desperate news, and, you know, really only kind of emerging in the last 2 hours today and the confirmation just before we came on air in the last hour. But I know people are only really hearing it, you know, as we're talking about it in many cases, which is terrible, I know, for so many to try and digest and take in. This listener just tuned into you, Claire, tells me they met Glenn after a gig in their hometown in Germany. They happened to be home that weekend. I actually had a great chat about Dublin, the commitments, filming, since I lived across the road in Camden Street at the time. But we'd a genuine good giggle was had, and just a lovely memory now thinking of him today. Danny McElhinney is still with me here on the programme, and we haven't really touched actually even on the commitments yet, Danny. I suppose it's a reflection of the extent of his career.
I auditioned for the commitments. Not Andrea.
Did you, Danny?
My acting days. Just another personal thing. Not to bring it up with me, but unbelievably, I was up for the part about Stan Foster. Now, if anybody knows me, I do not have red hair. Believe me. And obviously, Glenn got the part that was wonderful. Now, I was taken up to the Hubbards and to audition for that back in my acting days. But again, the commitments, I mean, Alan Parker's commitments and the two English writers, they nailed Dublin. And Glenn was like kind of underplaying how good he was on guitar. If you look at that, he's kind of pretending that he can't really play. He was a brilliant guitarist, fantastic guitarist. And like his, he didn't really get his full personality in that movie. He did his part very well, but I mean, he did go on to say later he kind of regretted doing it in the sense that it sidetracked his commitment, if you pardon the pun, to the Frames. Because they were just getting established a little bit around Dublin and around Ireland when the commitments broke. And he was away having to do, like, you know, as they do, like, you know, interview tours with the rest of the people in the film. But, I mean, again, if you look at it, you know, a lot of people will remember for the commitments and also Once, which again was a brilliant Irish movie and the song Falling Slowly. But, I mean, I don't think he did. I think he did a couple of other things. But, I mean, The Commitments is one of the all-time great Irish movies. And he's a big
part of it. It was BAFTA winning. So, you know, like, it was...
BAFTA winning.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe where a lot of people were first introduced to him.
You know, and I remember even at the time, do you remember there was controversy, people saying about, like, you know, ah, come on, they don't have horses and lifts in Ballymun. Well, Glenn was from Ballymun. You know, I mean, like, he would have made it around and called them out and this, that and the other. It was a certain portrayal of Ireland at a certain time that was humorous. We're very good at laughing at ourselves, and we did. And I think a lot of the people who are kind of taking umbrage at things and the commitments didn't really understand that we're well able to take a laugh and we're well able to joke about ourselves. And, you know, and as well as that, it revamped a hell of a lot of soul careers of black soul singers who were delighted at the time, you know, to get a boost by this, you know, this kind of put together Irish band for a movie, you know. But like, it's again, we're talking about legacy, really, aren't we, Andrea? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, and I think, like, Ciara was on talking, and obviously her father was a legend as well, and Ryan talking, and like, his music lives on. I mean, I can hear elements of what Glenn did and what offered in terms of the passion in Fontaines TC. You know, obviously the biggest Irish band around at the moment. You can hear elements of the Frames in there. They may say otherwise, but I can hear it. And like
the Frames, you know, I should say as well, just for when we're talking about this, Danny, today, and we are going to continue chatting about this here in Lunchtime Live this afternoon, because a lot of people have attended the Frames gigs over the years. They weren't just successful in Ireland, though. Like, I mean, it was across Europe in many parts as well.
They were. I mean, they wouldn't have been like, they wouldn't have had a massive chart success in the UK. But as a live act, if you go back to the history of the Frames, you'll see that they were fairly high up on bills, like the Glastonbury and Reading Phoenix Festival in the 90s. They were very well known. They were a brilliant live act. You know, nobody would like to follow the Frames. You know, they were just like one of those bands, particularly because of Glenn. You know, they left everything on the stage. Glenn left everything on the stage. There was no half measures for Glenn Hansard. He sang from his soul. He sang from his heart every night. You got the full Glenn Hansard, and he left the stage sweating, and he left the crowd sweating, and to give it the old, you know, show band parlance. But like,
it's funny you say that bit, actually, because there's a text in from Finn and Skerry's Danny, who says, the best gig was my first year in college at Freshers Week. We went to the Frames at Galway IT. Glenn did a stage dive and crowd surfed. It was an absolutely fantastic performance. He was a great performer, and I'm so sad to hear the news. This is Finn and Skerry's today. This listener, Danny, says they met their wife, Mary, at Electric Picnic back in 2010. And when we were at the Frames 20-year anniversary set, they passed a large styrofoam frames letter out to the crowd. "If you love me, you'll get me the M," she said. "And I managed to get my hand on the S," says this texter. Another listener's got in touch to tell us they met him a few times when he was a venue manager of the Rock Garden in Temple Bar back in the early 90s. When they were the venue manager. The Frames played there to packed out crowds. Glenn was an absolute gentleman and just wanted to pay tribute to his family today, says this listener. And another one for the moment, just again, so sorry to hear about his passing this afternoon. "I met an Australian couple a couple of weeks ago who tied in their first trip to Ireland with seeing Glenn perform in Dublin. They were diehard fans. They were absolutely delighted with the gig as well because he didn't disappoint." And I just heard Emma Tyrrell in a report there half an hour ago talk about the fact that, you know, he had a series of gigs planned for the coming months between London, Helsinki and Stockholm as well. And look, we want to continue hearing your tributes this afternoon to the, of course, 56-year-old singer-songwriter Glenn Hansard died following a crash in Dublin in the early hours of this morning, and just desperately tragic news. It's 1800 453 106 as always. That's the number if you want to join us. For the moment, we leave it there. I appreciate all of your time. It's Danny McElhinney, Ciara Dignam, Ryan O'Shaughnessy and Claire, thanks a million for sharing your story with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.